Hello and welcome to our monthly Steepcast. It's Khalees Hurst,
Allie Lynch,
and I'm Pam Klein from Steeping Wellness. As educators, the work we do is not easy, and it draws on us physically, mentally, and emotionally.
To help support your well-being, we invite you to take some time for yourself, know how much you matter, and never feel guilty for taking care of you.
We hope you enjoy this month's Steepcast.
Hello, my well-being steepers. This is Pam. I wanted to remind you that each month, Bobby and I put together a little PB&J, which stands for Pam Bobby Jam Session. And at the end of the Steepcast, you have the opportunity to listen to our interview today with Tracy Frank. And she's going to talk a little bit about essential oils and the health benefits and just overall general information about essential oils. So I invite you to listen to that, as I learned so much and we're really grateful for this opportunity to learn from her. So thanks a lot.
It can be hard to stay calm in the midst of a highly stressful situation, such as a pandemic. So we have a few tips to help you along the way. Number one, breathe. You always have your breath, and one simple, slow breath can do wonders at regulating your nervous system and helping you feel calm. Two, do your best to keep a routine. Things might shift, but routines help us feel grounded. Three, take a break when you need it. Remember that you need to take care of you, especially if you're also caring for others, like children, parents, students, friends, etc. Four, focus on your circle of control. If you cannot control something, then do your best to let it go and focus on what you can change. Five, know what makes you tick and avoid those things when you can. Some are inevitable, but if we can set boundaries on irritations, it can help us manage our stress levels. Six, smile more. It seems so simple, but smiles release endorphins in us, which makes us feel more happy. Smiles are also contagious, so share one and share the happiness. Remember, you are enough, and we believe in you. From the heart, Khalees, Pam, and Allie.
This month, instead of asking people you meet in passing, how are you, we challenge you to ask, what's going well for you? This invites more positivity, happiness, and celebration into all of our lives.
Take care of your eyes with 20/20/20. Take a break every 20 minutes you're looking at a screen to look at something that is 20 feet away for 20 seconds to help with eye strain. Additional ideas to help you with this include, when it's possible, use that 20 minutes to stand up, stretch your body, and maybe refill your water bottle to keep you hydrated and help ward off headaches. If you can step outside, breathe, and take in the scenery, that's even better. Try setting a timer for every 20 minutes to help remind you, or use a Google Chrome add-on like CubeFit Reminders.
It finally happened. I had a little meltdown. After months of canceled plans, I reached my breaking point. And yes, I'm being vulnerable here. From weddings that were 2 years in the making, graduations with pomp and circumstance, to retirement parties celebrating 30-plus year careers, COVID-19 has wiped out many events we were all looking forward to and making memories we cherish the most. While some have accepted and love their new slow and simple life, I look at the emptiness of my social calendar, and I, too, feel empty. And while I understand I need to create some space to grieve the canceled events and should find gratitude in my newfound open calendar, I worry about my own mental health and the winter months soon to come, which leads me to worry about all of you. With the pandemic expected to drag into the winter and through the holiday months, this week, our challenge is for all of you, me included, to begin to think of ways we can prepare to get through the winter season and take care of our mental well-being. Ask yourself this question. In a month or two, what would I wish I had done right now to make myself more happy and comfortable? Here are a few ideas to get you started. Build up your resilience by fully enjoying the now. Hold on tight to every last warmish day this fall. Bundle up and sit on your porch or deck for a socially distanced snack or cocktail hour. Soak up as much sunlight as you can. Always open the blinds, sit and read in the sun, and if you can, get outside during your lunch break for a quick walk. You may also want to talk to your doctor about light therapy. Schedule reoccurring virtual social hangouts now. When the pandemic first hit, many people connected virtually with friends and family regularly, but when summer came, this slowed. Fall is the perfect time to schedule regular check-ins and start to build this self-care practice into your life again. Create a friend chat group now so you have a place established where you can quickly turn if you need to reach out and connect. This chat meetup space can be a place to share jokes or memes, ask what show you should start binging, or even what to make for dinner. Acknowledge social distancing and masking and begin to brainstorm ways you can celebrate the holidays with friends and family. Starting the conversation early will give everyone time to adjust to new expectations and allow for planning of virtual get-togethers. Think of different ways to give back. Do a little bit of research and then make a plan on how you can help those in your community, whether it's scheduling monthly blood donations or delivering groceries to neighbors. Helping others can bring you a wonderful sense of fulfillment and joy this winter. Start a conversation now with your healthcare provider and ask for a recommendation on a licensed therapist. In the event you may need to talk to someone this winter, you will already have someone in mind and possibly monthly check-ins already scheduled. Remember, this can be virtual too. And while you're at it, take care of as many medical appointments now so this is not an additional stressor should the state impose a lockdown again. And lastly, think about investigating other activities you can do virtually from home, such as virtual museum tours, games and escape rooms, or even free online classes. Most importantly, just try and do your best. Find the things that comfort you and ask for help if you need it. Steeping Wellness will always be here for you, and we truly hope some of the ideas we've shared will help you prepare to hunker down again this winter and be a source of self-care during these ever-changing times.
Steepcast Bonus, Essential Oils. Tracy Frank is an educator at heart with a decade in the classroom followed by a decade as an instructional coach. Check out the interview she did with Pam and Bobby this month. She started exploring healthier living when she became a mom and has since dove in deeper when her eyes were opened to the power of essential oils. Every day she learns something she wishes she would have known sooner. For example, did you know that essential oils support your immune system because they support your body at the cellular level? A couple of her fall favorite oils are clove, cinnamon bark, and tangerine. A blend called Thieves is also a common fall favorite. One drop in a cup of tea or added to a diffuser and enjoy the scent. As an essential oil distributor, she has supported dozens of people through the process of getting started with essential oils. Her business, Jade Lemonade LLC, is focused on supporting people through emotional release and towards more healthier ways of thinking about themselves. One way to do this is through the Aroma Freedom Technique she's certified in. Through the technique, developed by a clinical psychologist, she's able to support people through memory release, goal setting, stress release, and more. She's able to use essential oils to reach deep into the limbic system in the brain where our memories and mental blocks are stored. Check out her website or Facebook page for more information. She's able to provide most of her services virtually to anyone, anywhere, by sending clients the essential oils needed ahead of their service.
Hello, Steepers. Do any of these statements sound familiar? You should be more grateful. You should meditate. You should exercise more. You should get a new car. You should totally declutter. You should take a break from social media. You should relax and have more fun. Yes? Well, we at Steeping Wellness want to help you break free from the should police and rediscover your joy and what you really want. Finding joy in doing what we actually want can be difficult during these challenging times. Right now, all of us are feeling so many different emotions that require our attention and care that we are losing sight of who we really are and what makes us happy. It's easy to feel anxious and overwhelmed as we try to find our way through this global pandemic, and while we hope you are able to prioritize happiness and joy, we also understand maintaining this focus can be a struggle. This month, Steeping Wellness invites you to try the following practices in an effort to bring your should-want mentality back into balance. Remember to ask yourself throughout the day, am I doing this because I want to or because I think I should? If it goes against your hopes, your conscience, or what your gut is telling you, peace out. Look for red flags. When someone tells you you should do something, stop and consider whether it is something you truly value or isn't an expectation that others have for you. The actual word should set off an alarm. And lastly, stop saying the word. Challenge yourself this month to stop using the word should. The language we use matters, and by eliminating the word should, you tell yourself and others that you are in charge of your own life. By practicing these steps mentioned, we hope you are able to unshould yourself this month, and please know that we at Steeping Wellness are with you every steep of the way.
Bobby Perspective. TGIF! It's the best day of the week, right? And of course, Mondays are the worst, right? Everything doesn't have to be either good or bad, so let's change the way we think and be more positive. There are 7 days in a week, every single week. What do you want to accomplish? There are so many incredible things you can focus on, from parenting to your job, your relationships to your finances, and don't forget about your fitness. If you let the days go by without setting some big, exciting goals, nothing will happen, and you'll be in the same place, if not worse, than you were before. Boring. You are better than that and have so much more to offer than you realize. Live with purpose every day, and your life will continue to overflow with abundance.
Applying the tea times to students. Here are some ways to apply the articles from this month to your students. Welcome note. Bring these tips to life in your classroom by starting the day with a joke. Teach them how to breathe when they're overwhelmed, like 5-second inhales and exhales, and bring movement breaks and stretching in to break up long stretches of class. Winter mental health. Talk with your students about mental health and how this winter might feel different than normal. Do an activity to brainstorm ideas together of how they can stay connected to others, be active, create mindful routines, and continue to feel joy this winter. 2020-20. Share this info with students and encourage them to use it. For smaller students, try to create screen breaks in lessons every 20 minutes, if applicable. Don't should on yourself. When you hear a student using the word should or a should line on themselves, gently ask them if it's a should because they want to or because they feel like it's something others think they need to do. Intention setting. In morning meetings or check-ins, have a prompt be, what is your main goal for the day? Or what do you want to achieve today? Throughout the day, ask students how their goals are going and if their actions are helping them get there.
As always, begin by finding your breath. Feel yourself inhale and exhale with no rhythm, just letting it flow. Allow your muscles to begin to relax. Notice how they feel good, a little bit heavy, and hopefully loose. Continue to feel your chest rise and fall, and breathe normally as I guide you on this marvelous visualization. Imagine yourself now walking down a well-worn path in a beautiful forest. The trees have changed all their foliage, and now you see an amazing display of colors: gold, red, orange, and still some speckles of green. The leaves crunch beneath your feet as you walk along. The air smells so crisp and fresh. Its coolness tickles your nose and ears. It just feels absolutely wonderful to be out here, in nature, enjoying the beauty of this place. In the distance, you can hear a waterfall. You carefully walk toward the rushing water sound. And as you come to the path's end, you can see the rushing stream. It is the most beautiful waterfall right in front of you. The waterfall is calming, and it looks like wet sunshine cascading down onto large rocks. This water sound relaxes you. You decide to sit down a while and simply enjoy the scenery, listening to the water pound down on the rocks, hearing some leaves crinkle as the wind blows them. You feel as if any stress or worries that you have are being washed away. And this sound of that waterfall allows you to relax even more. You may notice that you're feeling calm and relaxed. And just know that you can come back here at any time to calm your body and mind and let go of your worries and your stress. Because you know, everyone has worries and stress sometimes. The difference is that now you have a tool to help deal with them. When you want to relax and find some peace, just think back to this place. Imagine yourself here. This calm, peaceful place by the waterfall, in the forest, inviting you to wash away your worries anytime. And as we take a couple breaths here together at the end, notice the feeling you have, the refreshed feeling you have, some renewed energy. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. Safely stretch. We at Steeping Wellness hope you have a wonderful month, and we look forward to you visiting us for some mindful meditation sometime over the next month as well. Take good care.
Hey, Steeping listeners, this is Pam. And this month, Bobby and I are really excited to bring you some information on essential oils. And our guest today is Tracy Frank. I'm going to let her introduce herself, and then Bobby and I are going to fire some questions at her, because while I've used essential oils, I'm really excited to learn a little bit more, and I think Bobby is too. So Tracy, if you want to introduce yourself, please.
Hello, everyone, and I'm excited to be here to share a little bit today. My name is Tracy Frank, and I live in Wisconsin. I was a high school math teacher. And still work with teachers, so very connected in the education system. I'm also a questioner, so I question things. I question the education system. I question inequitable systems. I question the healthcare system, and along that route, I kind of led myself into learning more and more about what we can do for our own health and wellness, and that led me into the health and wellness industry.
Nice. All right. So oils, we're here to talk about oils. How did you get started besides just being, curious about it? Lots of times there's just a reason, right, why people start dabbling in kind of alternative health medicine avenues. How did you get started with oils?
Yeah, so kind of the big triggers were my mom has Parkinson's disease, and I was doing research just about non-toxic living, and removing toxins from our body, because that sort of is one potential theory of leading into Parkinson's. And so on that journey, I found out that I was super sensitive to synthetic fragrances. And I went to all 100% unscented everything in our house, which worked, but was really actually some joy, I guess. And so when I found essential oils and realized that because of their natural purity, I wasn't having those same headaches and reactions that I was to synthetics, I was, you know, over the moon excited, because we had spent about 10 years without any scents in our house. And so it was just a huge opportunity to explore something new. And then also, my son, when he was little, really struggled with going to sleep at night. And so our first oil we ever used was a blend called Peace and Calming. And it just helped. It would take him like 2 hours to go to sleep at night. And once we started using it, it changed our bedtime routine into like a half hour routine. So it was a lifesaver as well.
I love that one. That one in particular, I keep right by my my nightstand drawer, and I just take 3 big whiffs of it, I guess. I don't know if that's what I'm supposed to do, but oh, it is so awesome. I love that Peace and Calming right before bed. Yes.
So that's interesting, Bobby, that you say that, because I was just going to ask, what are oils and what are they made of? But like for me, I don't like Peace and Calming straight out of the bottle. But it's like my new heaven in the diffuser.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I am seriously, I'm not as addicted as I am to Coca-Cola, but I am loving, like, my Peace and Calming is gone. But yeah, that's so strange, because I noticed straight out of the bottle, I was like, oh, this stinks. So what, Tracy, if you could talk a little bit about what oils are made of, and then how come sometimes they smell differently.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah. So, essential oils are the essence of a plant. So it might be made from the leaves or the trees or the flowers of a plant, or the rinds of citrus fruit are also commonly made into oils or different herbs. And there's a distilling process. So there's different distilling processes for different types, but the most common is steam distilling. And I was able to witness a farm where they do the harvesting and distilling, and it was pretty amazing. So they pipe in steam into the raw material of the plant, and the steam allows for both the oil to be released from the plant along with some water. And so then it's condensed and separated, and because oil and water don't mix, the oil separates, and then that is what it becomes, the essential oil.
I don't know about you, Bobby, but like, this is fascinating. This is a real legit science. It's not just, you know, sometimes I doubt some of the, it's like, it's not gimmicky. Like there's some real stuff that goes into this, real studying and.
Yes. Well, I know. And that makes me think of, I had used, this was when Macy was a little bit younger. So I have a daughter, she's almost 13. So when she was, I don't know, let's say 5. Actually it was 5, because we were going on a longer vacation and it was getting into like the flu season. And I was like, oh, I just don't want any of us to get sick before we leave and blah, blah, blah. So Tracy, you might be able to tell me which one I even used, but I did one of them. I think it was a Young Living. And I would rub it on the bottoms of her feet every day. Mm-hmm. So what would that have been?
So most likely it was the Thieves blend.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, the Thieves Blend was started during the 15th century plague.
Oh.
And it was people who were robbers. They would go into the villages and rob among people who were dying and had the illness, but they never got it. So when they were caught in trade for a lesser sentence, they shared their recipe.
Oh my goodness.
Of what herbs they use. So it's rosemary, eucalyptus, lemon, cinnamon, and clove.
Wow.
And And so, I mean, there's a bunch of history behind this as well as science. You know, I mean, herbs are still used in many places in the world, you know, for medicinal purposes, spiritual purposes, if you think of religious uses. So yeah, definitely.
Yes.
This is fascinating. I'm totally like, I'm really into this right now. So, so Bobby talked about rubbing the oils on the bottoms of her daughter's feet. Like, so how do you use the oils? What are all the different ways that someone can take advantage?
Yeah. So I always think of it as three different ways. And there's different countries that use these oils in different ways as well. So one way is topically. So that's what Bobby's talking about, is putting the oils directly on the bottom of your feet, actually just in your body. So it's an excellent place to put oils, especially like if there's one you don't like the smell of, because you'll be less likely to smell it there. So on the bottom of your feet, and you can even do the feet reflexology where the points of your feet correspond to different parts of your body. So if you're trying to support, you know, a certain area of your body, but topically is definitely one of the uses. You know, sometimes like if I have kind of an achy neck, I'll put, you know, some oils on there. Mm-hmm. The second way would be aromatically, and aromatically just means that you're smelling the oils. So diffuser is the most common. I've got my diffuser going, of course. Mm-hmm. I have a diffuser going in every room. And so diffusing oils is used most likely when you want emotional support. And so some examples of that might be, you might diffuse some frankincense for calm. You might diffuse lavender at bedtime. So those are some examples of the second way oils are used. And then the third way is probably less common, but it is one way that we use them extensively, and that's internally. And that was actually the French actually did a lot of internal use of essential oils. And one thing that's really important with internal use is using pure essential oils, because you don't want to be ingesting synthetics. And so one example would be in your water bottle, a drop of lemon. Mm-hmm. Or in cooking, black pepper or cilantro essential oils would be, you know, something you might add to something you're cooking. So lots of uses, but those are kind of the three main categories, topically, aromatically, and internally.
And it really does seem like you said a drop. Like, I mean, oh my gosh, does it go a long way,
yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, oils are super concentrated.
I accidentally put two drops one time of peppermint in my water. And I could not even drink it. And it was burning my eyes. I was like, okay, one drop next time. Oh my goodness.
No. Speaking of eyes, I'm going to fix my blind here because the sun's right in my eyes.
No. That makes me laugh because when I first got my oils, my good ones, I was using it like butter on corn on the cob. I was shaking it like crazy. And I was practically asphyxiated myself with the thieves in my house. I was like, oh my gosh. Andrew's going to come home and I'll be passed out.
That's funny.
So, I'm trying to think, gosh, you've covered a lot of the things that I was going to ask. You know, when you talked about rubbing it, is there a safety concern with that? Like, is there any that you shouldn't rub on, or is there too much? Cause I mean, you know, medicinally, like it could go through your skin, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they're super concentrated, safety is actually, something that we talk about with oils a lot. The best way to start using oils is to dilute them with a carrier oil. You can use something as simple as like an olive oil or coconut oil, something that you already have. There's also, you know, special oils that are formulated for essential oil dilution. So grapeseed oil, almond oil, you know, all those kinds of oils are they're not essential oils, but they are carrier oils for essential oils. Mm-hmm. Water will not dilute oils because oils and water won't mix. So water won't work, but you are diluting them anytime you add a carrier oil. So some oils are considered hot. Peppermint, wintergreen are in that category. And so those are really great, like for a neck rub. Mm-hmm. So you usually use a little bit of carrier oil with a couple drops of those oils when you're doing things like that.
That's good information. And then to piggyback that, as far as safety goes, is there a certain amount of time that you should stick to if you're going to be diffusing, or can you just let that sucker run?
Yeah, you can. I mean, there's really no, harm and just letting it run. Some of my diffusers have an intermittent button, and I really like that because it doesn't just concentrate the air. It sort of continually like takes a break and then adds a little burst. So there's some benefits of that. And then also, you just want to be consuming lots of water when you're using oils, because oils go to your cellular level. And so they can help you with like detoxing and things. And so if you're not drinking water, and drinking too much Coke. She didn't get it.
Crickets, so guys, nothing from Pam. It's silent.
No. You froze up for a second. But I think there's never too much of Coca. No way.
Increasing your water intake can really help when you're using them topically or diffusing. Let me see what else with diffusing. I think that's, it's also important to switch up your oils.
Okay.
If you say, oh my gosh, at bedtime, I love lavender. And then all of a sudden, a few months later, you're like, I'm having struggles that I didn't have before. It might be because you're using the same oil every night. So right. If there's like a certain issue that I, want to use an oil for, I'll pick two that work for me and I'll switch them, rotate them every other night, at least two. Your body can get very used to the oil and they can have less of an impact.
Bobby, that kind of reminds me I remember years ago you saying like that's the whole idea between cross training, right? Like,
yes.
You know, your body can become so used to maybe an RPM class that you don't find the effects, you know.
And even food, just regular food. That's why they say eat a variety of food. Even my shoes, like if I wear the same shoes. So I think that's just with everything, but I didn't know that was with essential oils. That's really good to know. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying I gotta stop using my peace and calming?
I know, right?
Because that's not actually. It's only happening because I'm out. I gotta get to Tracy's house and make a swap.
Yeah. So like finding another one that does the same thing for you that peace and calming does would be great, because then you have two go-tos.
Right.
You know, I think for me, I'm like you. I'm so scent sensitive that I finally have found something that I can smell. I mean, it's really changed my life because I've worked so hard at eliminating scents from my life. And it's really a new experience for me to be able to come home and smell something. And besides, like if I'm cooking food, which let's be honest, that doesn't happen.
That never happens.
It's opened up a whole new world to me that I'm almost afraid to let go of the peace and calming, because I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm afraid to move on to something else because this is so great. Bobby, you had some questions too. I kind of rolled through mine.
My questions were about how long you should do the diffuser, and then about the immune, health, like putting it on your feet and stuff before vacation. And then it was the water one. And so I think we covered them all, because I usually I'll do like a drop of lemon or a drop of grapefruit in my water. We covered all mine.
Okay. How long does a bottle last, Tracy? Because to be honest, I go on the site and they are a little bit spendy. I know you get what you pay for too, but like how long can people expect to have one of their little containers last if they're using it appropriately?
Yeah, so it really depends on, your use and which ones you like. And I have plenty of oils that I've had for a year, and there's only a little bit gone because I just use them for specials, when I need that specific oils. And then I have others that I would say a small bottle at least lasts me a couple months, at least. Mm-hmm. If it's one that I regularly use, like lemon, I use a lot of peppermint. I use a lot of, so things like that we go through pretty fast.
Oh, do you use them in cooking at all? Or is that kind of?
No. Actually, I don't use them as much as some people, in cooking. I'm just starting to get into that, but yes, absolutely. The oils, you want to make sure that those oils are labeled for internal use. So with Young Living, which is the brand that I trust and use, they have a white label called Vitality. And so those ones are labeled for, internal use.
Oh.
And so peppermint's great in brownies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Peppermint brownies are awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Right.
Yeah. Yep. Lavender, lemonade, you know. Yeah, when I make my guacamole, like having fresh cilantro is kind of a pain, you know. It's uh-huh. either like you got to buy it and then use it the next day, or yeah,
totally.
So I just use a drop of peppermint or of cilantro essential oil when I make my guacamole.
I didn't know there was a cilantro mm-hmm. essential oil. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's a new one from Young Livingist. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I need that.
So you talked about...
Is there a lime one? Is there a lime?
Oh.
Wow.
So you talked about mixing them. Like, one thing that you turned me on to was the app on my phone. I don't know if you want to talk about... Like, for cooking, I find an ingredient, and then I start adding it to everything. So my husband will be like, Pam, do we need corn in every single dish? So I'm afraid, too, that I'd be adding peace and calming to everything. Like, how do people come up with these concoctions that you mentioned?
Okay, so I would say, like, yeah, resources. Like, I did not know any of this 6 years ago, you know, none of this. And so I've learned over time. So so the app that I shared with you, Pam, is one that is kind of my go-to for people who are just getting started with oils, because it's right on your phone and you can kind of look up, you know, I've got a headache, what are some suggestions for oils? And it's not, you're not diagnosing, you're not, you know, treating, it's not the same as medical advice, but there's historical uses, right, of oils. And so this app gives suggestions. Then I also have like a million, like little books and resources. So ones that are specifically about, you know, do it yourself home cleaning, or about oils for your different body systems, or how to blend oils, or oils for your child's brain power. You know, so those are ones too, like finding resources. There's tons of stuff just online that's free, but then also finding resources that are, that have kind of that trusted, you know, research that's been done, and looking up things that you're specifically interested in. So there's mm-hmm. cookbooks mm-hmm. and things mm-hmm. like that are really helpful.
Wow. You know,
our time is winding down, but I think Bobby might find this interesting. Tracy, you had mentioned to me that, and I think our listeners will find it interesting too, about kind of memory support with the oils are just eliminating trauma and memories from the, like, do you want to just briefly touch on how that works, or some of the sessions that you do with people? Cause that was really fascinating to me.
Yeah. So, I have a company called Jade Lemonade LLC, and, a big part of what I do with that is I provide services and sessions to people, using oils. So, those might be as simple as, talking with someone about some of their concerns and pointing them in the direction of some resources, or, you know, switching over some products at home that are, that you want to remove some harsh chemicals. But it also, a big side of what I do is on the memory, and the emotional mental health side. And I got training specifically in a technique called the Aroma Freedom Technique. And the Aroma Freedom Technique supports memory release in a couple different ways. You can use like intense negative past memories and release some of the emotional connection to those memories, because your sense of smell is the only one of your five senses that's connected directly to your limbic system in the brain, where your amygdala is and where your memories are stored and your emotions, you know, occur. So, smelling something can help you let go of some of the intensity around that memory. So okay. I do sessions for people who want to not have, you know, some of that baggage that they feel like they're carrying from negative situations. And then also there's sessions that just kind of are for current stress, or kind of a boost if you're just kind of in a, mm-hmm. you know, low point, which all of us are right now with everything going on. So I use that for myself regularly. And then the third area is sessions for intention setting or goal setting. So you can kind of work on either past memories, you know, current stressors or future goals, all with the Roma Freedom Technique.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Tracy, you really are like, this is such an area of expertise for you. Like you're a guru. You know, I think there's so many people that have, you know, small side hustles and small businesses and they're all wonderful and I love supporting them, but I truly feel like you are invested in this and you've taken the necessary steps to educate yourself. Like, I feel like I'm safe getting advice from you and using these for health reasons. And Bobby and I are just so grateful that you've taken this time to share some of this. And I bet there's a ton more. In our monthly newsletter, I'm going to have, if you'd be willing to, Tracy, just maybe a little blurb about just who you are and the resources and where people can locate, you know, your website and information on how to purchase some of these oils. Anything that you wanted to end on, Bobby?
Gosh, and other than just saying thank you, I didn't know a lot of this stuff and it's incredible. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Anything that you want to end on, Tracy?
I don't think so. This has been fun. And yeah, I don't necessarily consider myself an expert as much as, but I appreciate that because it does remind me of how much I've learned and how much it's come from, you know, just questioning and just wondering, like, is there an oil that might support this or this? And it's really just completely changed my life and has been a huge gift to my life. So
I was just going to say that it's changed mine. And I think our listeners too need to, you know, be kind with themselves and gentle, you know, and go at your own pace.
Yes.
You know, like I'm going really slow with it right. And I'm enjoying it so very much, you know? So thank you so much. Thanks, Bobby.
Thank you guys.
What is it? Our PB&J, Pam, Bobby.
PB&J. Love it.
All right. Thanks. See you later.
We hope you found this month's Steepcast of benefit. Remember to follow us on social media at Steeping Wellness.
Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, so take care of yourself first.
We're sending you love and light.